Hi there. And I know I was going to ring a bit earlier, but I got a bit waylaid. It's been a funny day. I'm so tired. Well, I woke up really early, coughing. And that must have woken the kids up because two or three of them came and jumped in their bed. They wanted me to tell them a funny story. Well, it's only a single bed one they've given me, you know, a spare one. Well, I didn't mind really, but, you know, I can't function first thing in the morning. And they're all wriggling and messing about, so they fall asleep after I've told them a story, and I can't get out of the bed. It's been non-stop ever since. We all had to go for a long, long walk. Dad insisted. And we took the dog and we all wrapped up warm. And, you know, we went for a long walk over the hills. Yeah, well, I have to pick up the dog mess because Dad won't pick it up, will he? Oh, he starts heaving. Well, it was quite windy as well. Careful, I didn't put my finger. I know, all right. Oh. Okay, too much information. Oh, dear. It was so frosty. Everything was sparkly, though. And we went past the old farm where the horses are, and the kids were like, oh, can we get... I said, you can't, it's private land. Well, about halfway there, they all started moaning their legs were tired. Dad goes on about, oh, you know, when my dad took us for a walk, we thought nothing of doing 10 miles, you know. Oh, it was nice, though, the old days when Mum's still alive. Listen, I might have, accidentally told my sister some things, private things. Well, we got the kids to bed earlier and she was asking me how things are going. Well, I'd had a couple of drinks by then. Look, I needed a drink. It's been a long day. Yeah, my cold's a lot better. I think it was the fresh air that helped. Well, no, I didn't say too much to her, but she knows we're sleeping together. That we're not just, you know, dating anymore. I feel really randy now because I've been talking to her and she was giggling as well. I know her husband's here, but he'd gone into the conservatory with Dad and my brother to watch a football match. Yeah, so we were drinking the wine and the kids were upstairs. No, Jo, she'd gone over to see her mum because she didn't live that far. So she'd gone out in her car and it was just me and my sister and, you know, she was asking about you and no, it was all right. I'm just saying. Well, I should. I'm sorry. Don't worry. It's nothing embarrassing. I just started to think about you, and she wanted to know if you. If you're well built. God, it was, I didn't show her a picture, did I? No, God, do miss being able to just touch you when I want to, though. I'm tired. I was hoping to get in the shower, but it makes too much noise now. The kids are in bed, so I'm going to have to wait until the morning. You know, we sort of promised each other we wouldn't. A little bit of time in the shower and it'd be alright, wouldn't it? Will you let me? I haven't embarrassed you. Of course you'll be able to look her in the face. No. Go on, let me. Well, you can. I'll let you. But I like it in the shower, you know I like it. No, I can sing. They'll never know. And you probably won't have long enough. I was in the loo earlier and they were knocking on the door. And hurry up, somebody needed a wee. I mean, there's the one downstairs as well, but they, you know what kids like, they can't wait. So that's a no then. I really miss you. Can you come over early? Can you get away early? Come over here. It's only about an hour's drive. Go on, come and see me, come and see your Rose. You know you want to. No, I don't want to wait till the weekend now. It's getting urgent. Spoil sport. Okay. I'm sorry. No, don't go telling your brother about me. No, it's not revenge. It's not about revenge. I was just trying to... I mean, I wasn't deliberately... You wouldn't. No. No, don't. Oh, God. No, don't you dare tell him about that. I'll be mortified. No, it's different. My sister wouldn't tell anybody. She might tell her husband, I suppose, but don't tell your brother. Don't tell your brother that I do that. I see. You're just trying to make me feel the shoe on the other foot, aren't you? Okay. I'll try to limit my confessions. Yeah. I promise not to have too much port and brandy. Yeah. It wasn't port and brandy I was drinking anyway. It was... I've forgotten what it was now. Oh yeah, it was some of that poor man's champagne, you know. Esti Spumanti. Well, it was nice, and they'd already got it open, and the guys were all having beer, and me and Denise said, well, you know, we just have a... Well, we watched a romantic Christmas film, and we got to talking about kissing, and... Anyway, look, never mind about that. Okay. I miss you. Okay. Maybe a longer chat tomorrow. I could go out for a walk so we can talk dirty. Okay. miss you. Love you.
I do love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.